some interesting things that I learned from 2-3 different places. Okay, how to have good conversations and how not to have conflicts. Most of the times, whenever you have a conversation, what happens is that we have conflicts. And there it gets into a debate or a discussion or an argument or something. So the thought was how to have conversations and how to have conversations that are fruitful. So there were two, three conclusions. If there is a purpose to a conversation, then in all probabilities, both the parties or multiple parties are speaking to go towards the same direction, maybe with different opinions. Now, how not to have a conflict? What I think is one of the ways of not having a conflict, at least one of the parties must have a sense of curiosity. What does that sense of curiosity mean? It means, I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm not sure whether I agree with it, but I'm curious to know your point of view. Can you explain why you think so? So there's one person who has got this particular mentality, then that person is open to listening a counterpoint of view. And just because they're open to listening to a counterpoint of view, things will be so much better. Things will be so much easier. And there will be a conversation and not always a criticism in the discussion. One must understand that whenever there is a conversation, a fruitful conversation happening between two people, one, if there is a purpose, the objective is more like a mountain, where you're climbing that mountain to reach a destination, which is a purpose. So you're in open. So if you're in open, you will be open to listening, open to understanding another person's point of view. Something that a lot of people have been saying, listen with an intent to understand rather than to listening with an intent to respond. Another thing that I discovered while I was reading up on a lot of different things was that more often than not, if there is a conflict and not a resolution, then one of the main reasons is that the purpose between the two people is not clear. And therefore, there is a conflict. So when we start a conversation, if we have the purpose clear in our mind as to where we want to reach, then the chances of the conflict is going to be very few. It is primarily going to be a different point of view on how to reach that destination point. So you have a different point of view of how to reach that destination. I have a different point of view how to reach that destination. And if one of us is open-minded enough to listen to the another's point of view, then again what happens is just because I listen to you, the chances are extremely high that when I put my point across, you will listen to me. And therefore there is an open-minded discussion. And therefore the chances of reaching to a proper conclusion is very high. So any conversation, as long as it is with an intent to reach an amicable solution, is a good conversation. But if the intent is to fight and to prove victory for my point of view, then you have a problem. Because the moment it goes to I am right and you are wrong and I am victorious and you are a failure, then there is a conflict. Because then the other person needs to prove that they are better and they're right. So if the purpose is identified and then we go together to the solution trying to find, then there is a constant improvement when there is a discussion.